This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Here we go. It is episode number 24 of the Rosie Report regular season roundup. And this would be your off-day edition following a tough one on Wednesday for the Guardians, a 6-0 loss to the White Sox, who take 2 out of 3 from Cleveland. Coming up in just a little bit, we'll hear from Gabriel Arias, who's really starting to make a name for himself in a variety of roles for this ball club, a young player with a lot of potential, and we'll hear from him shortly. But first, a quick look back at the game on Wednesday afternoon. Michael Kopech, just too much for the Guardians to handle on this day, as he was part of the 6th shutout of the season against Cleveland this year. And a 5-run fourth inning did in the Guardians, a tough inning for Cal Quantrill. Here are Terry Francona's thoughts.
Here with you, Cal. Just that one inning.
The inning they scored the one, it was just, you know, stolen base that led to the run. Then next inning, between hits, walks, two leadoff walks, wild pitch, Aaron throw to first, all of that came in the middle of that. It just looked like he was fighting it, though, from the beginning. You know, didn't command the way he needs to, just made it difficult for him. You know, I've always wondered when I look at his numbers, who's doing that? I know he's given up a lot of home runs, and that's something we really, you know, we do very well. But it's got fastball changeups hard, but it's 8 miles an hour off his fastball. That's pretty electric stuff.
With the offense, I know you're patient and you try not to react maybe emotionally or whatever. Like, do you find yourself being tested in that regard?
I think we're all getting tested. And, you know, I believe we're tough enough to fight through this, but we're going to find out because we are getting tested, all of us.
What does your experience tell you? How you get through something like this?
Work hard, pay attention to detail. All the things that we've talked about since the first day of spring training, that's why we do it. It's easy when you're winning 8 in a row. That, you know, easy patting them on the rear end. That's why we try to live by it, because when it gets hard, that's when you really find out. And we're going to have to dig deep.
So that's Tito. Off day much needed for the Guardians today. They'll open up play on Friday against the Cardinals as the homestand continues with a 7-10 first pitch. Gabriel Arias has been a real nice developing story for the Guardians as he has played a variety of positions to get his at-bats. We had a chance to visit with him with translation help from Augie Rivero recently. And here were some of the thoughts of Gabriel Arias as he continues to improve.
Gabby, I know it's taking a little bit to get going here, but what's been the biggest difference maybe the last couple of weeks where you've really swung the bat well?
I think the comfort has come from not stopping my work and, you know, keep my confidence up and not putting my head down. So knowing that my work's going to give the result, I think that's what has enabled me to turn the thing around.
We've seen some really good things each spring training the last 3 years now. What is so different, though, about major league pitching during the regular season from what you've seen?
It seems like in the season they turn to make all the adjustments and they work during the spring training. You know, during spring training, it seems that they just, you know, try to get their pitches in and they don't care too much of if you get a good AB or the hit or double or triple. So I feel during the season they locked it in and they try to make the adjustment to get you out.
And even though you started slow, and I know the playing time was sporadic, it seems like Terry Francona has had unwavering support for you and believes in what you could be. How important has that been to you?
Yeah, super thankful for the opportunity, you know. I just continue being thankful to him for that opportunity and finding ways how to get me on the lineup. But for me, most importantly, is not to take the foot off the gas. You know, I got to keep the intensity, keep the work, because the moment you distract yourself, you're not in the lineup anymore. So I'm super thankful for the opportunity, but I know I got to keep working.
Gabriel Arias joining us tonight, along with translation help from Augie Rivero. And Gabriel, you're a shortstop. But you played everywhere, it seems, except catching on this year's team. And how long has it taken you to get comfortable at different spots aside from your normal position?
I think it comes down to the confidence of myself. And I think that confidence comes from all the goals that I set up myself during the year to be able to be here and help the team. And I think, you know, playing shortstop, that is in theory one of the most difficult positions, in a way enables you to be able to play the other position. So I think in the outfield, the most difficult thing are the line drive that come right at you. So luckily they haven't hit any like that at me yet. But all in that, I feel like I've been able to just put my confidence in what I'm doing and trying to help the team.
So how many gloves are you carrying right now?
I always bring the three gloves with me to the dugout, like the infielder, the first base, and the outfielder, because as you've seen, there are times that I start in one position and in the other, or maybe I'm not playing, and late in the game I end up in a different position. So I always bring those three gloves with me.
And you do get that chance every now and again to play shortstop. We see the big arm and the good range. How much do you enjoy that part of it, being able to play there every now and again? Who knows down the line, but at least for now, every once in a while.
I mean, in reality, I'm just really happy every time I get that chance to play that position. That's my natural position, the one that I enjoy kind of like the most, in a way. So I'm really thankful every time they consider me to play shortstop. I don't know what the future holds for me or for whoever's going to hold that position, but I'm really excited every time I get the chance to play shortstop.
And team-wise, I know it's been a struggle to get consistent in terms of wins and losses. What are you seeing, though, that's encouraging that could lead to some good stretches here soon?
I think we talk about that in the clubhouse. The key is to stay positive, right? Keep doing our thing and stay positive, because this is baseball. You're going to get the bad straights, but also the good ones. And we're going to keep remain positive, so whenever the good positive straights come, we're able to be ready for that.
Gabriel, gracias.
Thank you.
Augie, thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Boy, exciting young player, Gabriel Arias. And boy, it is hard to make it in your first full chance at the major league level anyway, but to play all the positions he is, that is really outstanding. And a tip of the cap to him for the hard work that he has put in. That's going to do it for this edition, episode number 24 of the Rosie Report regular season roundup. We'll catch you again on Monday, as over the weekend we will be covered by Guardians Weekly. So until Monday, this is Jim Rosenhaus, as always, thanking you for downloading and listening to the Rosie Report.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.